In the Agada we say, Ilu kervonu lifnei ar Sinai velo nosanonu es ha-toyra dayenu. We carry on, Ilu nosanonu es ha-toyra v'chule. The pshat in dayenu, kamuvon, is not that it would be enough if we would just have Hotzianu Mitzrayim and nothing else, or he would give us their moment and nothing else, or just give us mon and nothing else, Muadin Kervonu Lifnei Asinai Velo Nosanonu Es HaToyra Dayenu doesn't mean to say there'll be enough and we don't need anything more. Dechliku Amaforshim, where the Dayenu is Dayenu Lehoidois, at each Madrega of Dayenu, there are 15 Madregas. Dayenu Lehoidois, Lahak Yatoiv. Or the Pshat is to be Makir, each individual Madrega, Baal Kolponim. Shamanu mikan, that there are two inyonim in Maimed HaSinai. There's the Etzem Maimed HaSinai is a dover oimed bifnei atzmai. That's one madrega. Kervonu lifnei HaSinai is a dover oimed bifnei atzmai. Nosan lonu es ha-toyra is a tzveta zach. There are two inyonim here. Maimed HaSinai itself is an inyan bifnei atzmoi. It's not just Maimed HaSinai, it's kol kuloi, just bishvil, nosa lonu es ha-toyra. They're two separate zach. So what's the pshat? Kervonu lifnei HaSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, in the midst of the Maimed, that's how the Rabban learns it, the midst of the Maimed, the Pachad that there was, Hare Klal Yisrael asked for the Maimed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to ask for the Maimed. Did the pshat that Kodesh Baruch wasn't going to make the maimed? But in the beginning, kiviochel kiilu, Kodesh Baruch says he's just going to come and speak to Moshe, and Klal Yisrael will hear the nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe. Hine anoichi bo elecho ba'av he'onon, ba'avu yishma ha'om betabri imoch, ve'gam becho yaminu le'oilom. That meant him that we would hear the nevuah is a third Indian here. That the emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu came also from Maimed HaSinai. There's noch a Indian. As the Rabba brings in Yisodi HaTorah, ultimately, why are we ma'amin in the Vuas Moshe Rabbeinu? Not because of all the nisim that he did, but because we heard with our own ears that Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and said, Moshe, Moshe, Ale Elai HaHora. We were part of his nevuah. We heard claw that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Novi. Hini boi lecho ba'av he'onon, ba'avu yishma'om betabri imoch, ve'gam b'choy aminu lo'oilom. Posing mefurish. Vayagid Moshe divrei om el Hashem. What divrei ha'om was there? Zokt Rashi, when Moshe Rabbeinu came and told Klal Yisrael, this is the plan, tshuva azeh, adov azeh shamati mehem. כלל יסור שדה לא מסכים, שרצוי דום לשמוע ממך, אין הדויבה שומע מפי השליח ושומע מפי המלך. כלל יסור שדה, that's not enough. We don't want Moshe Rabbeinu just to be the Sarsor, just to be the we would know he's that Novi Emes, and he will give us the Torah. Ritzoneinu liris es malkeinu. Klal Yisrael said, we want to see ourselves. We want to rise to hear the Koel Hashem directly. Eine doime ha-shomea mipi ha-shelech le-shomea mipi ha-melech. The Klal Yisrael wanted to have this meridika moment. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, that it should come from us, that we should want that. And then there was this meridic commandment. And in the middle of it, it was such a pachat. The Klal Yisrael got completely scared. They ran back. And Moshe Rabbeinu came to them. Vayomer Moshe la'om, Al tiro, don't be so scared. Ki levavod nasos eschem bo ha'elokim. What's levavod nasos eschem? It's Rashi learns one way, negadel eschem. Shehu b'chvoido nigla aleichem. K'moy harimu neis, to lift a banner, to elevate Klal Yisrael. But the Ramban has a different pshat, a meridic pshat. The whole maimed is to be margil us with emuna. David HaMelech said to Shaul, when he went out to fight Goliath, this huge giant, this massive brute, and David HaMelech says to Shaul, I'll be able to kill him. I'll take him on. So Shaul gave him a suit of armor and a sword. Dressed up David HaMelech. And David HaMelech says to Shaul, Le'uchal aleches ba'ele. If you've ever seen these suits of armor from the Middle Ages, you understand why David HaMelech could say such a thing. Some of them weigh a ton, mamish, these suits of armor. And you're going to fight Goliath, it's going to be the... So David HaMelech tries it on. He says, I can't go with it. Ki loy nisisi. I'm not rogil to wearing suits of armor. He was a royer. He told Shaul, he was a royer. Then once an Arya came, and a wolf came, and he killed them. Doesn't have any problem. Ki yadua, how David HaMelech killed Goliath. He didn't need the suit of armor, he didn't need the sword. Lo nisisi, nisayan levavu nases eschem, sokta Ramban, means to be margil you. The Vavur Hargilchem Bemunosoi Boho Elokim. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to be margil us with Emuna. Shekivin Shehira Herolachem Gilu Yashchina Nichlusso Emunoschem Emunosoi Bilvavchem Ledovka Boy. This Maimed, this Meridika Maimed, was to be margil us with Emuna, so the Emuna will come deep in our hearts. It will be Dovik Bashem, not just Emunah. Don't just stay with Emunah. Ledov Kabo. Our Emunah and Hashem will be a Metzias. The Gilu Shechina, which we witnessed by Maimed HaSinai, was never before and never after such a Gilu Shechina. And the Tachlis is Ledov Kabo. Velotipore Nafshechem Mimeno Le'olam. We should never lose this kirva l'Hashem. Uleman tiye yirose al pneichem biroischem ki hu levado elokim bashamayim uvaoretz. And he was megale to us. Hu levado. He's the only koyach, the true koyach bashamayim uvaoretz. V'tiron mimenu yiro gedoylo. And you'll have the yiras haroimimus. You'll be in awe of Hashem. And the tachlis of Maimed HaSinai was le'olam. V'klal Yisrael le'olam. We weren't by Maimed HaSinai. That's the hakpodet gedoylo. That Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Rak Yishom Elecho Shmo Nafshcho Me'oid, Pen Tishkach Es Advorim Asher Ro'u Einecho, U'pen Yosuru Milvovcho Kol Yimei Chayecho, Ve'idatom Levonecho Livnei Vonecho. You have to pass this on throughout the Doiris. Yorim Asher Madato Livnei Hashem Elokecho B'choyrev. That day, the Maimed HaSinai, the day when you stood lifnei Hashem Elokecho, b'mor Hashem Elai, hakel li yisom v'ashmi emes dvorai, asher yilmedun li yira oisi kol hayomim Hashem chayim alo adomo, ves b'neihem yilamedu. You have to pass on. The tachlis of Maimed HaSinai was not just for that door. It was for us. 3,300 years later, for us, directly for us. Es b'neihem yilamedun, v'tikrivun v'tamdun tachas aho, v'o boye v'eish ad leiv ha'shomayim, choshech olu v'arofel. V'yidave Hashem aleichem mitoicho eish, kol dvorim atem shoimim, u'tmuna inchem roim zulosi koil. The Vavu Nasois Eschem Nichnesoim Unosoi Bilavavchem Ledov Kaboi Veloti Pore Nafshechem Mimena Leoilam. Maimed HaSinai is what gives us Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a gather of Emunah Chayo Ledov Kaboi, a Metzius. And so is Mevura in Igeres Teiman. The Rambam says, Zichru Maimed HaSinai, Shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezochroi Tomit. We always have to remember the Maimed. Vegam Hizironu Milishakhoi Oisoi. Then he asked us from ever forgetting it. The Ramban learns that the Issa to forget Pen Tishkach Es Advarim Asher Ro'ei Necho is one of the Tariyag Mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't count as a separate mitzvah. Oh, but there's a Be'etzim a mitzvah. Tainu. The Tariyag Mitzvahs are mitzvahs Kloliim. That's how the God explained the idiot of Tariyag Mitzvahs. V'nechleku, the Moinei HaMitzvahs, which are a mitzvah klolis, which are a mitzvah protis, but all the mitzvahs that each one holds and the other one left out are mitzvahs. So there are many more than 613 mitzvahs. So the God, the machlokes is whether this mitzvah is a mitzvah klolis or a mitzvah protis. Oh, you see here that the Rambam learned Begam his Hieronymi Hilashakhoi. So even though he doesn't count this as a mitzvah klolis like the Ramban, it's also to forget Maimed HaSinai. Vitzivonu lelamed oise lebonenu kedei sheyigdulu al Talmudoi. And we have to teach it over to our children that we should grow up with Maimed HaSinai. Hu ma shenema rak yishom elecho shmo nafshecho me'oid pentishkach es advarim asher ro'ei necho pen rosurum milvavcho kolim eichayecho ve'idatem nevonecho livnei vonecho yoyim asher badato livnei Hashem elokecho b'choyrev. sagt der Rambam, V'rol lochem acheinu, shetegadlu bneichem ala maimed ahu hagodl. You have to be mechalech the doiris on this maimed. Utasapru besoich kol v'eido gdulosoi v'hiduroi. And you have to tell over the godless that we saw, the godless Hashem, the hadar of Hashem, the beauty of Hashem. Shehu omud she'emuna soveves olech olav. Or rather, be'etzem, the gdulos of hidura is the godless of the hidur of the etzem maimed. Shehu omud she'emuna soveves olav. Maimed Asinai is the yisod of our emunah. More than everything else. V'hataina ameviyah lidei emes. And what brings us to our core of emes is Maimed Asinai. V'gidlu ameimed ahu al kol gdula. And realize the greatness of this maila, of this maimed, more than any other godless that we had, Kemosha Gidlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has begadled this maimed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki sha'alda liyomim arishoylim asher hoyu lefanecha lemin hayoyim asher bor elokim adam al haoretz ulemikseh ha'shamayim v'akseh ha'shamayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom says to Klal Yisrael, go and ask, go and find out. From the first day of history, from the day that Adam walked on the ground, and if there's space travel and there are people in Shamayim, there'll be somebody in the Kseh HaShamayim. Go and find out. On Mars, do they tie that such an event took place? Hanihiyo kadova godol azeh. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, find out, did this great event ever happen? The Rebbeinu Shalom calls it hadova hagodol azeh. Oy hanishma komoi, who does anybody claim, even if it didn't really take place, does anybody have a mesora that such a moment took place? Hashoma am koil elokim medabe mitoicho eish kasher shamato atov ayechi. Does any nation claim that a whole nation heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to them? And they survived the moment? Meridik Azach. Maimed Asinai is the yesod of our emunah, the yesod of our dveikus b'Hashem, the taina shemeviyah lidei emes. Ud'u acheinu, zogt the Rambam, bibris hazois ubisvora hazois, shehadovar agodol hazeh, shenire bimetzius, שהעיד עליו מבחה כל העדים שלא היו מקודם כמוהו וכן לא יהיה אחרם כמוהו. Realize what this bris is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. והוא שתשמע אומה אחס בכלולו דיבר HaKadosh Baruch Hu ושתראה כבודו עין בעין at the whole nation, every single yid, בלי שום יוצא מן הכלל, saw the gilui kvoid Hashem, ayin ba'ayin, v'dova zeh hoya, shetischasi koim muna chizuk shelo yishaneu mishne. And the tachlis this maimed was that we should be mamin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's not shayach to change this emuna. And emuna amitis isn't shayach to have any Heoros on it, and he caches on it. We've been talking the last few weeks. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Makkos, Makkos Levanteida, Levanteida, Kriyas Yamsuf, we spoke last week. What's the Tosefis of Maimon Har Sinai? Avada, they were Giluyim, Amitiyim, B'li Shum Sofik. Or Besoifah Sheldovar, the Shivcha Layam pointed, Sheze Keili Vadveyu. What did they see? What did they see in Kriyas Yamsuf? Malchuscha Ra'u Vanecha. They saw the Malchus Hashem. How did they see the Malchus Hashem? Bokeh Ayom Lifnei Moshe. The Ganser Maimed. What did they see? They saw the Yam. They saw the Nisim on the Yam. They saw Chamishim Makkos that the Mitzrim got. The Midah Keneged Midah. Asara Nisim Na'asu La'aseinu. The Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael. Bitl Ateva that they saw. Oh, but they had to infer from that Ze Keili Vanvehu. But they didn't see Keili. Makkos Dam. Omer Dika Gilu Leman Teda Ki Ani Hashem. Makkos Vadea. Kilim. What did you see? You saw the Yar, change it to Dam. You saw Tzvadeim everywhere. You saw dirt change into Kinim, massive Kinim v'chule. All the Makkos. Makkos Bechoyrus. Not Shayach. Makkos Bechoyrus, not Shayach. None of these Makkos are Shayach. Other than through Hashem Yisborach. But we didn't see Hashem. Yes, it's a gilui of the koichus of Hashem. And it's necessary for us. Because to see the koichus of Hashem, bechush, to see lemaisa, the koichus of Hashem, that was what's demonstrated in all the nisim up to now. But Maimed Har Sinai is a whole different level. It wasn't that we saw the koichus of Hashem. Hashoma am koil Hashem. The pasuk says weiter in Vayeschanan, Ato horeiso ladas. You were shown ki Hashem hu Elokim ein oid milavadoi. Zokt Rashi keshenosra kodesh borchus haTorah. Posach lahem shiva rekim. He opened all the shiva rekim. Bashamay mimal. Ukeshehim shekoreis al yoinim kach koreis atachtoinim. And he was posach all the tachtoinim. V'ro shehu yechidi. And we saw Hashem hu elokim. Min ha-shamayim ishmiach es koi loy liyasreko. We heard the Koel Hashem. It's not that we inferred from this, it must be Hashem. Direct, we heard the Koel Hashem. Be'etzim, the Ibn Ezra says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's Koel and all the Giluyim from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, but that you have to understand was Nigdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. You don't have to be misboinein. What is the Shem Avaya? What's Elokecha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. Bechush. Ani Hashem. Makkos Dam. Makkos Svadea. Ani Hashem. Makkos Kinim. Ani Hashem. Oroiv, Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz. Dever, Shchid. Borod, Ein Kamoini Bechal Haaretz. The Rebbe Lishon showed us his koichus, Lemaisa. Aber der Scheurisch, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that was my Midas Sinai. My Midas Sinai starts, Klal Yisrael wanted, Ritzoneinu Lishmaya Mi Malkeinu, Ritzoneinu Lirai Ses Malkeinu. Eine Doime, Shomea Mi Pi HaShaliach, Lishomea Mi Pi HaMelech. So the Eivishter says, Eba Zei. They want to rise to this level of nevuah, this level of gilui. They weren't holding there. They weren't on that madrega. The Rambam gives a whole arichas what a Navi needs to be. The kedusha of the Navi, the ideas of the Navi, in order to get nevuah. But Klal Yisrael wanted it, and the Rabbeinu Shalom was maskim. And Nes Mamish. To bring Kol Klal Yisrael to a madrega of nevuah mamish, aber epesei shtadlus there has to be is yimei hagbala poirish mido isha 2 days, 3 days of avoido and kedusha precious vayhi bayom ashlishi. Klal Yisrael went to sleep to have koichus for this maimed. Suddenly they woke it up with thunder. Louder thunder they ever heard. Lightning sifting through the air. Gewalt! Pachat! Moshe Rabbeinu comes. And he tells them, come, Yidalach, this is what you asked for. Every Yid had a mokim. Go to your mokim by Har Sinai. Don't worry. Moshe Rabbeinu was moitzi them. Suddenly they're standing in the maimed, each one this with his kindalach. Suddenly, Yankel says, Tati, can you hear? Well, all the thunder and lightning, was I hear? What can I hear? No, Tati, you can't hear a shofar? There's somebody blowing a shofar over there. It's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not a shofar. And Beryl says, no, he's right. There's a shofar from there, it's not from here, it's from there. And Avraimi says, no, he's coming from up there. And Shimi says, no, he's coming from behind. And all the kinder are having an argument, and suddenly you hear, wait, who's blowing that shofar? Where is that shofar? How long is the shofar? How long is his tkias? It gets longer and longer. Even longer than the tkias here in Yeshiva. And they get louder and louder. And louder and louder and louder. How can this shofar? Where is this shofar? Or the pachad of the maimed. And then, Yidden are so trembling. Don't want to run away again. And Moshe Rabbeinu is mechazik them. No, no, no. Altiro. As they learned, the Ramban, and this pasuk is from before, even though it's written after the Aseres HaDibros. Al Tiro! And it gets louder and louder, and the lightning gets stronger and stronger, and the Yidden go to such a pachad, they're nishbar completely. Madoch, the Rambam says, that Stama Novi, when he got Nevuah, fell apart. His guf fell apart. He wasn't able to take the experience of nevuah. Kavachoymen ben Moshe, kavachoymen. These yin, they collapsed. The whole guf was broken. And then they rose to a madrega. V'ham royim es hakoylos. They were royes anishma. V'shomea es hanire. What's the pshat? Zeh zogt Rashi, roin es hanishma. She'i efshal liro es b'mokem acher. Rashi learns, it goes on the coil of the Aseres Adibras. Others learn it goes on these coilers. What's the pshat? Roim is a koilos. Zog the nefesh ha-chaim. That we are be'etzem, for us, the guf is more our reality. Re'iyah is what we see. We look around. What do we see? Physical bria. That's what we see. We can hear. There's much more to the physical bria than we see. There's ruchnias. There's Dvar Hashem. The Bria is Be'etzem, has Kedusha in it, even the physical Bria. We look at each other. What do we see? We see a goof. Two eyes, a nose, a mouth. We could be Shomea. We could hear the idea that everyone has a Neshama. You look and you see a person moves. So the Chavis Havavis movement is the Gilui of the neshama. How does this lump of flesh move? There's something ruchni, something spiritual in the physical guf. Ah, we hear the idea. We don't see it. Because our reality is the physical world. And we can hear that there is shomea, something spiritual. Klal Yisrael b'shas maimed ha-Sinai rose to a different level of metzias. They were roye es anishma. They became so ruchni that for them the reality was the ruchnias. And they were shomea es anire. Kilu by maimed ha-Sinai, as I've said many times, it wasn't time to have this shmooze by Maimon Har Sinai, but Ki'ilu. One yid says to the other, we call him Nishamas. The one yid says to the other, Reuven. So I was looking at a sefer, I heard a shir. There's an interesting musik. Yeah, well, what did you hear? See, there's a musik called a goof. A goof? What's heist a goof? A goof is a very schwer musik. Something which I can talk to you about it, but it's very schwer. What is it? There's a certain madrega deep down, if you're misboinen, in the depths of your neshama, which connected to the ruach, and in the depths of the ruach is connected to the nefesh. Yeah, I know, I understand. We're Naranchai, that I understand. Yeah, but to think in the bottom of the nefesh, that bechinah, no, that's connected, has shaychus, to another whole mitzias called chomrius, physicality. Whoa, that's too hard for me to understand. Okay, not everybody's allowed to go to this shir. We're talking Tifa Kabbalah. So, I hear. Okay, leave me alone. Just let me enjoy these koilos that I can see over here and the age that I can see. I don't know if it was so enjoyable. Pachad Pchodim. Leave me alone with your Tifa ideas of Guf and Kashmir. We're here in the Shamas. That's the Iker. They were Royim. It's a nishma. For what for us is nishma, for them was the reality. That was they were roya. And for what us is nire, for them was nishma. They had to talk about that. They rose to such a madriga. Roim is a koilos, vis a lapidim, vis koil a shoifa. And then suddenly, there descends onto our Sinai a bolt of fire. From Shemayim to Har Sinai. And Har Sinai bursts into a pillar of smoke. Coming, Rashi says, Vaho Oshan Kuloi. The Har itself let out the smoke. Pure white smoke. And Amad Ha Oshan which went to Shamayim. There was fire. Zokter Rabbeinu Bechaya, the fire every yid was makir. This is a ruchniyistik of fire. It's not stam a gashmistik of fire, which we know. And this oshon went ad leiva shamayim kekivshon aish. Vayal ashonu ke'eshen akivshon. Zokter Rashi, yochol ke'kivshon zeh ve'lo yoyser, Talmud loyma bo'e bo'esh ad leiv ha'shomayim. Ma Talmud loyma kivshon, l'sabes ha'oizin ma she'yecholo lishmoya. We can't even imagine what it really was like. An experience which has never been seen before. We have to use these words just to describe it to us, to give us some musig, or it was much, much more than even the biggest smoke that you could see from the biggest furnace. And then suddenly, Vayechrad kol ha'hor ma'oid, the mountain starts trembling. So the Ramban, it was like the biggest earthquake, and even bigger than the biggest earthquake. And Klal Yisrael is standing there, and they see the har going up and down. A whole har going up and down. So the Ramban is kipshutoi. It's not a moshul. Just like we say in Hallel. Hehorim rogdu ke'ilim. Gvoiz kivnei tzoin. The mountains jumped, danced like... like lambs, ve'ena moshul, kasheinena moshul, hayom ro vayonis, hayadin yisov le'ochor, hayom ro vayonis is kipshutoi, hehorim rogdu ke'elim is also kipshutoi. You're standing there and the mountain's exploding. It's like a volcano, which itself is going through an earthquake at the same time. Pachad pchodim. And the kol shofar is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And the yidn are in a madriga of roim es hanishma. And suddenly, everything's shah. Everything stops. So the medrash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, a bird stopped flying. The cows stopped moving. The sea, the waves in the sea, stopped moving. Everything, the whole Bria, Kol HaBria Kula, was frozen to the spot. Nothing moved. There was total silence. And suddenly, bang. I don't know how to say it. The Kol HaShem. Aseres HaDibrois B'divur Echod Ma'ashe'ein HaPeh Yochel Loimar. I don't know how to say it. We don't know how to describe it. All the Aseres HaDibros, B'dibo Echot, the Koel Hashem, and every Yid heard the Koel Hashem, and he knocked back the Yidin 2,000 Amos. The experience was no human. Masha'ina pe yochel loima, ve'ina oizen yochel lishmaya. So what was the point? If Einai Oizen Yochel Ishmael, what was the point of giving Aseres HaDibros, B'dibo Echot? Terence says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us where is the Makar of Torah. Torah is Chochmosa Yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echot. Tachlis Achdus. Torahso Yisbarach Shemoi. Is a Chochma of Echot. It's all echad. It's all in a different madrega, infinite madrega, no gvulos, something which we can't, a human being can't even be shomea. But that's what Torah is. But every Yid was knocked back. Nafshi yotza bedabroi. The neshamas left. Dveikus b'Hashem yisbarach to the makar of that coil. Then he came back to the goof. He was lying there. Came to every single Yid, to Malachim, and picked us up and held our hands. And he said, Yidelach, come back. There's more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you more. And we went back, each one of us, with two Malachim, bringing us back to the place we were supposed to be standing. And we stand and we wait. And again, silence and Achas Dibar Elokim, Shtayim Zu Shamati. A greater ness than the first ness. Anoichi and lo yielecha, Shtayim Zu Shamati. But he came as Achas. The Rabbeinu Shalom spoke again, one Dibur, but he was Anoichi and lo yielecha, not the whole Aseres HaDibros. But this time, Shtayim, Zu is Gematria Echad. Zu is Shloish Esrei. Shtayim, Zu, Shamati. The Rabbeinu Shalom let us understand. And we heard. The coil was Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicho Meretz Mitzrayim. L'Sasa L'Chof Fesel. We heard it. Pliatsumo. Achas Dibra Lukim. But now we heard it. Because it's Vaita Torah Sashem, the Torah of Achdus. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to have Shaychus to the Torah. And again, that coal came and knocked us 2,000 hours back. And Nafshi Yotza Medabra again to the Makar of the coil. Aye. And came the Malachim, Yidelach, come back. And we said, we can't. It's not Shaykh. Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabar Ato Imanu V'Nishma. We heard it. We understand. We know. We experienced this Gvalding of Madregim Nevuah. But it's not for us. Moshe Rabbeinu, you can hear. You tell us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Avada will be Mekabel. It's all Emes L'Amitai. This Gansa Maimed, which was Pasech Elyonim V'Tachtonim. We saw. We became Neshamas. Our reality was Neshamas. We saw. All the Elyonim. Einoid Milavadoi. All the millions and millions of Malachim. They're all, nothing's there independent of Hashem. We saw what the Tachtonim were all about. The Rebbeinu Shalom froze the old Bria. Ato horeisol odas ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKoichos kulam. Ein oid melevadoi. We saw it bechush. We heard the koil Hashem. Is gewaldig a maimed. Leval nasois, levavo nasois eschem. Levavur hargilchem bemunosoi boho elokim, shekivin sheheralochem gilu yashchina, nichnusoi munosoi bilvavchem the dovkoboi. Ein oid. This is just Hashem Yisborach and Klal Yisrael. What a gilui. The ganze Welt, garnished. Bottle of mevutel. Einoid. Koel Hashem. And every one of us heard it. Nafshi yotza medabroi. Ledov kaboy. A gilui of Hashem, a gilui of achdus Hashem. The yichudo of Hashem, the uniqueness of Hashem. Einoid melevadoi. Mimele the dveikus b'Hashem yisborach. Nafshi yotza bedabroi. Enoch and Amui, we couldn't carry on with that madrega. Twice, tchias amesim. We couldn't take it a third time. Veloiti porig nafshechem mimena le oilam. Tiferein in our hearts. Our neshamas were there. Our neshamas experienced it. And we have to pass on to our conscious dor achador achador this gewaltige moment. Ilu kervonu lifnei ha-sinai dayenu. Kirve! Ha-sinai is the greatest kirve. Do you have a greater kirva than that? Nafshi yotza bedabroi. Is there a greater kirva than that? Kirvanu lifnei ar Sinai. Kirva, kirva, kirva. Einon milavadoi. As and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every day, we daven shachris. Zakdome to our kabbalas oil malchus shomai. We chaza over this moment. Uvonu vocharto mikol am veloshoin. Vekeirav tonu leshimcha hagodol selo be'emes. Where was this kirva? This kirva is Maimed HaSinai. Kervon lifnei HaSinai. Vekervon keirav tonu leshimcha hagodol. We saw bechush ki Hashem hu Elokim shimcha hagodol. Selo. Selo, the Gemara says, means la'olam. This maimed was la'olam. And this maimed was be'emes. The Rambam says, in the Geres Taimon, maimed asina is the gilui ha'emes. It's not that you inferred. It's claw, no shilas, emes, claw, bechush, shamate koil Hashem. Keraftonu l'shim chagodol selo be'emes. L'haydois l'cha. We can be moidel Hashem. First and foremost, hoidah means to admit this emes, and to be makid ta'iv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for such a moment. The Ramban himself has another pshat in l'nasos, v'loshen nisoyen. He says there's a bechin of nisoyen, which is a nisoyen kosher. Oh, but sometimes there's a bechin of nisoyen, yetiv imoy with his eved, l'das, im yigmal oise betoiva she'osa imoy, l'hoisiv la'doinov avoid of a kovoid. There's a bechin of nisoyen where the adon shows tremendous toiva to the eved, to enable the eved, will the eved be makir toiv back? Look what a gvaldiga toiva Maimed HaSinai was. Vonu vachalto mikol am veloshoin. No other nation shall know. L'min hayoim asher oso adam alo adomo. L'min k'seh ha-shamayim k'seh ha-shamayim ha-shom ha-am koel ha-lokim v'dava mitoich ha-eish. What a kirva. What an ava that Klali HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us. What a toiva gedoyla HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. Says the Ramban, there's a bechinas nisoyen, a bechina, a test. Are we going to be makir toiv back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Heitiv lachem elokim laharoischem eskvoidoi asher lo yoso kein lekol goy lenasoischem im tigmelu lefonav ketoiv asher oso imachem liyos loy la'am nachalo. How do we as a nation have to respond to Maimed HaSinai? We're your am. Hashem, we your arm. We have that kiruv mitzideinu. You will mikariv us. We miskariv to you. V'keirav tonu l'shimcha godol selam emes loydois lecha uliachedcha be'ava. How much ava was there that Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Maimed Har Sinai for us? Baruch Atah Hashem, Haboyche ba'amo Yisrael bi'avo. And that's the Hagdama. From this moment, when we saw the Emes, that we can say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hoya Hoive Yiye, Mahave Hakoil. And we say in the Pasuk Rishon of Krishma, we mechuyev to be mechavin the Shem Havaya Kisovoi. So the Gon, Nimtzokayim, Havaya, and Nimtzokayim is Elokeinu. And we know that from Maimed Har Sinai. Hashem Echad is nothing else. The whole Metzius is just Hashem. Einod Milavadai. We don't see it at this point. The Osid, Hoy Hashem Lemelech Al Kol Haaretz, Bayoma Hu Yeh Hashem Echad, Ushmoy Echad. Then there'll be the grace of Gilui. Now it's not so clear. So we whisper, Halavai, Baruch, Shem, Kvoid, Malchusoi, Leilam Vayet. We're not holding by saying it claw, because we're not, the Shem, Kvoid, Malchusoi is not so nizgale. Yom Kippur, when we're holding Mamisha, Madrega of Malochim, Bittel, Hoilam Azeh, Bittel, Yetzahara. On Yom Kippur, we can say it like the Malochim say it. Bekoil. In the Beis Hamikdash, with Nizgale, Malchuso, Yisbarach, there we can say it, Bekoil. But when we say Krishma, we whisper it. Halavai, that be this Gilui, the Shem Kvoid Malchuso would be Nizgale in the world. But we know that it's Emes, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And what's that Mechayev? The Ohavto is Hashem Elokecha. Avas Hashem, bechol leiv, bechol levavcha. Hashem echad, einod melevadoi. There is nothing else. All my emotions, all my leiv, levavcha, my yetzer tov, my yetzer hara, my taivas, everything about me is kulei l'shem shamayim. Ve'ohav tois Hashem elokecha, echad, Hashem echad. My life. Where's my life? My life is from Hashem. Bechol nafshecha. Ubechol maidecha. All my money. Ubechol mido mido shu maidet becha. Any situation which we find ourselves. Is it stam? A shvera situation. Any type of nisayim. Bechol mido mido shu maidet becha. Any middle, whether it's Midas Adin, whether it's Midas Hachesed, it's all Hashem Yisbarach. Any matzav we find ourselves, Hashem Echad. Ein oid milavadai. It's kulei letoiv. It must be letoiv. Hashem is kulei toiv. Bechol maidecha. Ashvera nisayin. Ay, ribbono shel olam, shekoyach. Such an ava you have for me, that you gave me that nisayon. It's just ma'orev, my hakoras hatoiv. Back to you, Ribbono shel Olam. Shkoyach. I have such ava for you. Everything you gave me. V'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol maidecha. Ve'ohav to es Hashem Elokecha. We start, Shema Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Klal Yisrael. But then every Yid, when he says Kriya Shema, Ve'ohavto es Hashem Elokecha, Every one of us has a relationship with Hashem Yisborach. Wow! Such ahava. How do I know? Emes! V'keirav tonu l'shimcha agodol selah be'emes! That's how I can say Krishna.